Well, we welcome you in to the Gardener's Corner program, a Friday feature here on WKRX and WRXO Radio Roxborough. Our special guest today is Miss Michelle Van Ness of the Person County 4-H. Michelle Van Ness is the 4-H agent for Person County, and she's a nice lady to boot, and we want to make her welcome. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
Good morning, Rob. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Enjoying the nice weather. Michelle, now, you are originally from Virginia, and Baskerville, Virginia, I think it's like about 11 miles west of South Hill, Virginia. Now, what part of Virginia were you raised in?
I was raised in Loudoun County, Virginia.
Loudoun County.
Yes.
And but now you make your home right here in Person County, and we certainly hope that you are happy here.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, always something going on with Person County 4-H, and 4-H has something to offer for any youth between the ages of 5 and 18. Now, something that's going to be going on here in the springtime, a lot of people become interested in poultry, about having some, you know, chickens on the homestead and things like that. But now, Person County 4-H is having something pretty big that's going to be involving poultry. And Michelle, could you give us some information about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we are going to be having our inaugural 4-H Feather Classic. This is a poultry show that is including Caswell County, Durham County, Orange County, and Person County. And the show itself will be on Saturday, October 9th. But we're doing registration now, so families will get their birds in May. But what this is, it's going to be a poultry show. It's going to be a showmanship poultry show. And what will happen is you'll sign your child up for the show, and it's $40 per participant. You'll get a set of six chicks that you will raise and then bring to the show. You have a choice between two different breeds. You can either get a Golden Lace Wyandotte or a Barred Rock. Those are both laying-type chickens. So even after the show, you'll have some chickens that will continue to produce some eggs for you and your family, or you can sell them or sell the eggs. For families that have more than one child, we do have the option of paying an additional $10, and the second child will share that set of birds with the first child. Or if your second child wants a completely different breed of chicken, you'll pay the $40 twice and you'll get 12 birds. We're really excited about this show. We're really excited to see where it goes. We have 50 spots available, and we've already had 13 people sign up, so we're real excited about that. And the show will happen here in Roxborough, so it'll be local to us.
Well, that will really be neat. Now, I must admit, I have never been to a poultry show before. I remember years ago going to the state fair, and, you know, back when we used to have a county fair here in Person County, going and, you know, looking at the, you know, display of chickens and different breeds and things like that. Now, you mentioned the Barred Rock. That is a chicken that looks like a Dominecker. And what is the other breed you mentioned, Michelle?
It's a Golden Lace Wyandotte.
Golden Lace Wyandotte. So for someone that wants to register, you say it's $40 and you get, what is it, 12 chicks?
So for $40, you'll get six chicks.
Six chicks.
And you'll get a T-shirt, and it'll also that $40 will also help cover premiums that the child will receive at the show. Now, if they want a second set of birds for a second child, if that second child will share that those six birds, they only have to pay $10. Now, if that second child wants their own set of six birds, they'll have to pay an additional $40.
Okay.
And that's on, so you register on Eventbrite, which I can give you the link, and it's written out in the instructions on the first page, so... but if anybody has any questions about it, they can call me or Miss Kim, and we'll answer their questions the best we can.
Well, now, so with these six birds that you would be given coming up in May, they would be just a few days old, I guess, when you would get them, correct?
Yes.
And they would be, you know, pullets.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically... what all is involved in showing poultry? And what I mean by that, would you take all six birds to the show, or would you just take, you know, the best two that you have? Or how does that work as far as deciding which birds to take to the show? And when there, are these birds and chickens just judged being in a cage or a coop, so to speak?
So I'm still learning a lot about poultry shows, I'll be honest with you, Rob.
Hey, that's quite all right, yeah.
But the child will bring their three best birds out of their set of six. And now if a family is sharing that set of six, both kids, they'll bring all six, and one child will show three of them, and the other child will show the remaining three. They will be in cages. I believe we're going to be doing a showmanship-type class, and we'll also be doing a best-in-breed and a best-in-show. So I could be wrong about the showmanship, but I know for a fact they'll be doing a best-in-breed and a best-in-show, and they will be in cages. So that's how sometimes when you show chickens for showmanship, you hold them, but when they're just being judged on their breed, they can stay in their cages.
Well, you know, listening to you talk about that, I got to thinking, and I don't know a lot of details, but Mr. E.B. Harris, an auctioneer, county it is, but they would like have a poultry show, and then he would go down, and he would be the guest auctioneer, and they would, you know, auction off, you know, the poultry that had been raised by, you know, the 4-H'ers and the club members. And I think that the, you know, participant had the option to run their birds through the auction or keep them and bring them back home. Now, is this going to be something along the lines that you all are doing, or it's just going to be a show and then they will bring the birds back home?
So the show you're talking about is the 4-County Poultry Show, and that's with Warren County, Franklin County, Granville, and Vance County.
Okay.
And they do have an auction, and we are basing our show off of theirs.
Right.
However, this year we will not have the auction.
Okay.
And next year, if parents request that we do the auction, next year we will consider doing the auction and follow suit in what the 4-County Poultry Show does, because Miss Kim is involved with that 4-County Poultry Show, so she's really been our middleman to help us get this program established the best way that we can. You know, I don't know if you know this, but ever since I started working here, I've been talking about, let's do a poultry show. Let's do a poultry show, because everybody can do chickens, because chickens are low maintenance and they're not super expensive, whereas someone wants to show livestock, you know, it takes a little bit more to show a goat or a sheep or a horse or anything like that. So a lot of people will say that poultry is the gateway to showing more livestock. So I've been saying for several years, let's do this, let's do it, and this year we were going to do it last year, but then COVID. So this year we're really going to step up and we're going to make it happen this year, and we're real excited about it, bringing it to Person County.
Well, you know, I think that would really be neat. But now, again, you say that the show will be in October on what date?
October 9th.
October 9th. That will be a Saturday. And it will be here in Person County with the location to be announced, I guess.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And so you have already had 13 people to sign up for it already.
Yes.
Well, that is wonderful. It really is. And so if you have a youngster in your family, anywhere between 5 years old and 18 years old, this would be the perfect opportunity to get some chickens and learn about raising them. And all right, so let's see here now. if you get the birds in May, they should start laying. If you get them in May, I can't remember, but it usually takes somewhere about 3 months. Is that right for them to start laying, Michelle, or do you know?
I don't know the exact time frame of when chickens should start laying, but we picked this timeline to hopefully have those chickens laying eggs by the time we show them, so they're fully developed and they're truly getting judged on what they should be getting judged on.
Well, they will be by then, and I should know. My sister got some chickens last year on May 18th. And I can't remember for sure when they started laying. I can't remember if they started laying, if it was August or September. But anyway, that they will be laying by that time. And so that's really exciting and a good opportunity to get into the chicken business. And now a lot of people say, well, you know, six chickens, it's not that many chickens, and it's not. But if you're just wanting to raise enough eggs for your family, you'll be surprised how many eggs that you will accumulate by having only six hens. And, you know, a lot of people, I've heard people say, well, these chickens I got lay two eggs a day. It's no such thing. And most chickens will not lay an egg every day. Typically, out of a year, if a hen lays 300 eggs out of a year, she's doing a good job. But this, again, will be the inaugural 4-H Feather Classic. And I'm excited already, Michelle.
Well, good. So I'll give you the registration link. It's 2021 feather classic.eventbrite.com.
Okay, so let's see. All right, again, so that's 2021
Feather Classic.
I'm a slow typer. And I'm actually going to the website myself, Feather Classic.
Dot Eventbrite, and Eventbrite is spelled eventbrite.com.
All right, let's see here. Like I say, no way am I a computer genius. Well, I did pull up the Feather Horse Classic and Gypsy National Championships.
Oh,
that's coming up July 31st through August 1st. Let's see, I may have not typed everything in, but I'll work on that in a little bit. But now, if someone that is listening would like more information, they can call you at 336-599-1195, correct?
Yes.
and it's $40, and you'll get six birds in May. Now, as far as a chicken coop or anything like that, you'd have plenty of time to get all that stuff together. But just this for asking, Michelle, does the Extension Service offer anything about how to construct a chicken coop?
I'm not sure that we have any documentation specifically about making a chicken coop, but we do have resources that we can share about raising poultry and raising chickens.
Well, now, the thing about it is this right here. The reason I was asking, I know that the Extension Service is really big about having publications and things like that. But go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and contact Michelle. And again, you can go and get signed up, and you've got plenty of time to get everything set up. But again, this will be the 4-H Feather Classic with Caswell, Durham, Orange, and Person County participating. And again, it will be October the 9th. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope it'll work out of my schedule to where I can attend. I sure do. Now, Michelle, I'm sure in the development that you live in, are you allowed to have chickens?
No. And I don't want chickens.
Oh, you don't? Well,
no, I do not.
When you were growing up, did you have chickens?
No, I never had. My grandma had chickens, and I'll be honest with you, Rob, I'm kind of afraid of chickens. So.
Well, you know, it is a lot of people that is afraid of chickens, you know, for some reason, and but I hate that you had to admit your fear about that on air. I wouldn't have asked that if I would have known.
That's all right.
But so you love everything about 4-H, but you're just not wild about chickens. And so needless to say, you won't be doing a lot of selfies with holding chickens the day of the show, correct?
Now, I like the babies. I like chicks. Oh, but when they get full grown, oh, no thanks.
Well, you know, chickens are very interesting. They can be pets that, you know, pay back some wonderful rewards. And but again, you say it's going to be a couple of different, you know, classes for the judging and things like that. Now, Michelle, so when is the deadline to sign up to where you will be able to receive, you know, the chicks in May?
The deadline is April 1st, and it's not an April Fool's joke.
Okay, all right. And April 1st will be here on a Thursday, so
yes.
Need to go ahead and get signed up now. And you can go to this link right here that she just gave us. And tell us that link one more time. Well, let me try it. 2021 Feather Classic at .eventbrite.com. Now, I'm looking here and trying to figure out what I've done wrong. I know one thing I've done wrong. I see it now about the putting the address in. But again, I'm not a computer guru, so to speak. But anyway, you can sign up there, contact Michelle 336-599-1195, and she can send you the link to where you can get signed up. But $40, and of course you'll have to feed the chickens and look after them, but the reward you will get is the eggs, and then after the show is over, you get to keep the chickens. And you know, Michelle, pullets are quite expensive. I've heard of, you know, pullets that have started laying eggs are bringing, you know, $15 to $25 each.
There are some breeds from the hatchery that we looked at that they're $15 to $20 a chick, and they're not even laying eggs yet.
I've heard of some of those. They are rare breeds, but they are extremely, you know, nice chickens. And, you know, I think with the COVID situation that we've been involved with now a year, I think last year a lot of people planted a lot of gardens, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of people will do the same this year. And it may be some people that want to raise chickens, you know, for slaughter. And I know that they do have, you know, some brooder breeds of chickens that are available. And, you know, one thing that typically from the time that the chicks are put in the more or less the brooder house or whatever you want to call it as a chick, they are typically more or less 6 to 7 weeks old when they are, you know, harvested, so to speak. And so that they grow really fast, you know, the brooder type chickens. Now, if you're just raising chickens, you know, for, you know, eggs and things like that, they don't grow quite that fast. But just depending on what you want, they have a lot of different breeds of chickens out there. And if you are interested in getting more information, contact Michelle 336-599-1195 about this Feather Classic that's going to be going on in October. And if you are wanting more information on chickens in general, you can check with your local feed supply store, and a lot of them has chicks in stock already and are available. But just bear in mind, chickens are something that you have to check on them at least once a day. You need to make sure that they have plenty of fresh, clean drinking water, plenty of food, and that they can be a lot of fun. And they are a curiosity to watch. And anyway, I was raised where we had chickens throughout, you know, a great number of years. And I love to see, you know, free range chickens just, you know, out in the yard and things like that. But again, 336-599-1195. We need to pay a couple of bills. We're going to get a word on for Our Pride Foods, makers of Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, and T.G. Brooks Company. And we'll come back and talk with Michelle, and she's got some information she wants to pass along to the listeners about a fire ant webinar that Johnny Coley and Miss Kim Woods want to get some information to the listeners. We'll be back right after these messages. Our Pride Foods, makers of Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, is made in Roxboro. Pick up some the next time you're shopping at Hurdle Mills Market and Butcher Shop, North Main IGA, Supply Line Discounts in South Boston, Virginia, Food Lion, or Kenyon's Meat Market in Mebane. You can enjoy Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip at Rock City Grill, Cole's Pharmacy, Trish's Espresso, and Clarksville Station. Our Pride Foods, makers of Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, remind you that goodness grows in North Carolina. Try the jalapeno added for extra flavor. That's Our Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip.
Even though the calendar says it's February, we all know that spring 2021 is not far behind. There's plenty of time now to come to T.G. Brooks Company and get some sound advice for your lawn preparation coming up soon. They have had so much experience, so why not let the professionals work with you on your spring lawn and garden planning? They serve homeowners all over Person County and surrounding counties. They will tell you all about the advantages of pre-emergent weed control, or Weed and Feed. You want to be sure to perk up your lawn with fertilizer, lime, and weed control to get your lawn off to a proper spring start this year. To beautify your flower garden and shrubs around the home, T.G. Brooks Company carries hardwood as well as dyed mulches, and they do deliver. Yes, sir, they do deliver. They'll sell it to you by the scoop or the bag, too. They feature all of the popular lawn and garden chemicals and treatments, insecticides, herbicides, and they always carry soils like topsoil, bulk planting soil, potting soil, cow manure, and pine needles to make your place look really sharp. They have the equipment for sale or rent like spreaders, power pluggers, and lots of lawn and garden tools as well as wheelbarrows. They have stepping stones and wall stones, and before you know it, it's going to be March. They'll have all of your flower garden and vegetables and your garden supplies. When it comes to beautification, come in today and talk over your plans. Let us remind you that T.G. Brooks Company has your water heater elements, thermostats, and pressure relief valves. They have your Taylor wood stove parts and Comfort Glow heaters for extra warmth. Person County and surrounding areas count on T.G. Brooks Company, serving the homeowner, farmer, and construction worker since 1936. Phone them anytime at 364-2428.
T.G. Brooks Company. In business since 1936. Hey, you know, it's going to be time before you know it to start planting bedding plants and vegetable garden plants. T.G. Brooks Company will be the place you will be able to find whatever you're needing and or wanting. Michelle Van Ness is with us today here on the Gardener's Corner program. Now, Michelle, tell us some information about this fire ant webinar that's going to be coming up pretty quick.
Sure. So Johnny Coley and Kim Woods are hosting a webinar on April 6th at 7 p.m. Where Dr. Terry Billison, the NC State University Extension Associate in Turfgrass Insect Management, we'll discuss fire ants and how to control fire ants. And I don't know about you, but I've had fire ant hills pop up in my backyard, and I had to ask Johnny what to do about them. This will be a free webinar, and you can register at go.ncsu.edu/fire_ants, or you can call the office, and we'll get you help. We'll help you out and get you set up to register for the webinar as well.
Yeah, you know, fire ants are more or less working their way north, so to speak, and fire ants are really hard on livestock, and if you do get out and do some scouting and you realize that you have fire ant mounds, don't go and go to digging in them. But it is, you know, certain baits that you can put out or chemicals that will help get rid of them. And T.G. Brooks Company, they actually have the stuff that can be used. But what is the date of this again? April what now?
April 6th at 7 p.m.
And this will be a free webinar, correct?
Yes.
Now, one thing, and I'm not sure about now, but I know on one of the programs from, you know, a couple of years back, Mr. Paul Westfall was talking about that hay, you know, was one way that fire ants was being more or less transported. You know, the fire ants would get in hay and being transferred from farm to farm. And they had some stipulations back at that time to where if you were selling hay that you needed to have, like, and don't hold me to these recommendations, but I'm thinking that you needed to have your hay stored on concrete, a bed of gravel, or maybe on pallets. It couldn't be set you know, flat down on the dirt. But if you did, in fact, have it, you know, on either pallets or gravel, that it would be fine for it to be transported into neighboring counties. But if it was sitting flat down on the ground, it was not suggested that you, you know, actually transport it into other counties where they were trying to keep fire ants out of. But they are a nuisance, so to speak. They're hard on the cattle. And I remember Kim talking about if you go out in a pasture to where it's known to be fire ants at, you will find that the cattle in that area just do not graze and take advantage of the, you know, the forage that's available in that area because of the fire ants. So if you do have fire ants, and once you locate them, you need to take the next step to go ahead and get rid of them. But if you'd like more information on this fire ant webinar, 336-599-1195 is the number to the Person County office, or you can call the Granville County office at 919-603-1350. Again, Granville County, 919-603-1350, or the Person County office at 336-599-1195. And it doesn't matter if you're from Durham County, Orange County, wherever county that you are in and you're listening and you would like to find out more about the fire ant webinar, just contact Johnny or Kim for more information, and you can, you know, get signed up for that free webinar. That will be April the 6th, and that actually will be on a Tuesday. We're going to get a word on for Jason Acock Auctioneering. Jason is having a farm equipment auction tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in Dunn, North Carolina. It's Willie Tart Farms. Here's more information. Jason Acock Auctioneering, NCAL 6679, announces a farm and construction equipment consignment auction to be held Saturday, March 20th at 9 a.m. at Norris Creek Entertainment Center, 751 Old Halifax Road in Lewisburg. For terms, to view photographs of items up for auction and more information, log on to jasonacockauctioneering.com. You can also call Jason at 919-495-0285. At the spring consignment auction, you will find tractors, combines, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, grain bins, tillage, planting, irrigation, zero-turn mowers, and so much more. All this equipment up for auction Saturday, March 20th at 9 a.m. It's the Farm and Construction Consignment Auction at Norris Creek Entertainment Center, 751 Old Halifax Road in Lewisburg. Call Jason at 919-495-0285 or log on to Jason Acock Auctioneering for more information. Miss Michelle Van Ness is our guest today here on the Gardener's Corner program. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Michelle, I know a lot of people have received the COVID vaccinations, and I know that they are hoping, you know, that maybe by May that the biggest majority of people here in the United States will be have received the vaccination, that is, if they are wanting one. But you were just saying over the phone that Mr. Bo Friedman has passed some information along to you, and Bo is the director of the Person County Cooperative Extension Service Office, about the availability of the COVID vaccination to farm workers, correct?
Yes. So he's put together a memo to send out to the farmers, which should be ready to send out later today or early next week, about how farmers and farm workers and farm labor contractors are now eligible to receive their COVID-19 vaccine. And so the Extension Office is working with the Person County Health Department to gather information and to assist in making the process as seamless as possible. So they're going to ask a few things of you. There's going to be a survey that will be sent out for farmers to fill out about themselves or their workers getting the vaccine and how many will need it, and things of that nature. So farmers should be on the lookout for that within the next week.
Now, again, if you are an essential worker, they are opening the door up and the window a little bit wider to allow more people to get the vaccines. Matter of fact, I was talking with someone just a few days ago, and they are a farm worker, and they have been able to get their vaccination. So Bo is hoping to get that information sent out, Michelle said, within the next week or so. So when you get it, just don't toss it aside. You know, go ahead and read it, and then, you know, get your workers, you know, vaccinated ASAP. And I'm not sure about a lot of the difference in the vaccines that are available. I know some of them come in two shots and some of them come in one shot. Which is better, the one shot or the two shot? Who knows? I certainly don't. But what I would advise, if you have the opportunity, whichever one that you could get first would probably be the best one. So, Michelle Vaness is here with us. And again, she's sharing some big news with us about the inaugural 4-H Feather Classic. It's going to be coming up October the 9th here in Roxborough. The location has not been, you know, named as of yet. But if you're interested in participating in this, what is that link again to where people can sign up, Michelle?
2021 Feather Classic .eventbrite, and Bright is spelled BRITE.com.
And you can go on there and get more information and get signed up. And if you happen to be on Facebook, be sure to like Person County 4-H on Facebook. Again, that's Person County 4-H. And it's only a $40 fee, and it's open to youth between the ages of 5 and 18 that has interest in raising and showing chicks. And so you've had 13 to sign up, and that is that for all the counties involved or just Person County, Michelle?
That's all the counties involved.
Okay. How many are you hoping to have register?
Well, we have it capped at 50.
Wow.
We're hoping to have at least 5 families from each county participate.
Well, you know what? I would hate to be the judge of this event, because I expect that's going to be pretty tough. Now, as far as requirements, I mean, if you already had some chickens and if you wanted to get those 6 chickens, could those chickens be mixed in with other breeds of chickens, or do they have to be kept separate, Michelle?
I'm sure you can incorporate them into your flock of chickens however you would like, but you have to bring to the show, you have to bring 3 of the 6 that were given to you
right. For
the program.
So, and again, Ballred Rock is one variety. And what is the other, the golden what?
Golden Lace Wine Dot.
Never heard of that breed before.
They're very pretty.
Now, are both varieties brown egg layers?
Well, you just asked me a question that I don't know the answer to.
Well, we found out that you're not particularly a chicken fan, but do you like eggs?
Oh, yeah. I like eggs, and I like to eat chicken.
Me too. I sure do.
96.7 WKRX.